like me.
That's Tammy Joe singing, an in-law of Kenneth John, who was shot by an Anchorage police officer Monday. About 100 or so people crowded around a curbside memorial to remember the man killed in the third fatal officer-involved shooting in Anchorage this year. The police synopsis of what happened goes like this. On Monday evening, an APD officer pulled John over for a routine traffic stop near downtown. When the officer made contact with him, police say the 26-year-old got out of his SUV and approached the officer with, quote, two bladed weapons. The officer, who was by himself, fired at the driver. John was transported to a local hospital where he was later pronounced dead. But the family and friends of John, who gather to remember him, see things differently. His second cousin, Leonard James, read a scripture from the book of Jeremiah at the spot where John was killed and said it was directed toward the APD.
They do not say in their hearts, let us fear the Lord our God, who gives us the rain in its season, the autumn rain and the spring rain, and keeps for us the weeks appointed for the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these away, and your sins have deprived you of good. For scoundrels are found among my people. They take over the goods of others. Like fowlers, they set a trap. They catch human beings. Like a cage full of birds, their houses are full of treachery.
James says he thinks John was shot on his way from visiting the memorial for his cousin, Detlef Wolf, who was also killed in an officer-involved shooting in the same area this spring. Police say Wolf pointed a gun at officers before they shot him. James says he doesn't believe the allegations against either man. Although his family is hurting, James says the deaths of the two young men are an opportunity to call for change.
This is no longer a family problem. This is a community problem, and unless the community stands up and says something about this injustice that's happening to all these victims, nothing's going to happen. These cops, they're getting paid vacations after they gun people down. Paid vacations.
At the vigil, James asked witnesses to come forward and talk with an attorney working with the family. James says the family has plans for a potlatch in John's home village of Grayling this weekend, and they're making plans for his burial. Police have released the name of the officer involved in the shooting, Christopher Simmons, a senior patrol officer and 10-year veteran of the APD. The investigation of the incident is ongoing. As with all officer-involved shootings, the case will be reviewed by the State Office of Special Prosecutions and Appeals. There have been 5 officer-involved shootings so far this year, 3 of them fatal. The department's use of force policy is under review, and changes are expected later this year. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.